Work, no matter the job, can suck the life out of you. But in the new workplace comedy Bloodsucking Bastards, vampires are literally sucking the life out of the workforce. El Paso-born actress Yvette Yates has a role in the film and returns to the Plaza Classic Film Festival for a screening on August 7th. I'm Kyle Alvarado, filling in for Charles Horak. Yvette is joining me now for a quick chat from her home in California ahead of the festival and the film's theatrical release in September. Yvette, thanks for calling in.
Of course. Thank you for having me. Good morning.
Morning. So, I know we're here to talk about Bloodsucking Bastards, but I wouldn't be a proper film geek if I didn't ask you about Inherent Vice and Paul Thomas Anderson. What was that audition like? What's he like?
Oh my gosh, I think that feels like just the pinnacle of just, you know, when you work so hard at something and then, you know, you work with such greats like Paul Thomas Anderson. I mean, I'm still like, wow, I got to, you know, you've seen his work and then to be a part of that, you know, no matter how big or small, it's really special. And I'm working with him. He's just so kind and giving. And even the audition process was different than any other. Usually, you know, you get your side, sometimes you get a script, you know, you get an idea of the story, but this time it was, you know, obviously everything was kept tight and quiet, so there was no script, no sides given in advance, and it was a cold read. So basically, I went to the audition. Cassandra Calacanzas, who's cast all his films since Boogie Nights, I think she started off as an associate and then became a casting director for all of his other films. You know, we got the sides right there on site, had a few minutes, and went right to it. And after the audition, she was like, okay, I'm going to call you back. And I'm like, is this for real? You know, you're just kind of asking yourself as an actor, you know, you question yourself, did I do everything? You know, did I give everything? And I had the call back, and it was with Paul Thomas Anderson. And I read with him, which is very, you know, usually you read with the casting director at the callback as well. But, you know, before the audition even, he actually took time and for like 10, 15 minutes, just who I was, my family, my background, my education, you know, my work background, and just everything about me, just to kind of get to know who is Yvette Yates, basically, before going into the character. And then all of a sudden, we just started reading the lines, and just the whole process was different from the start. It was pretty amazing.
When you were filming with him, was he the type of director who gives a lot of direction, or did he sort of let you find loose once you had that discussion?
Like, he definitely lets you play and lets you discover your character, which is really nice. I mean, obviously going into it before I had even read the book, you know, right before I got the role, like, you know, obviously I got the book, and then they also gave us the book on set, which is really nice. And it's a complex book by Thomas Pynchon. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I obviously took into account the era, you know, the time period, what would my character, you know, her family be like, her, you know, religious background, her political background, education. You know, you take all these kind of layers and you make your own. You know, we definitely had the time, you know, fortunately, to try different approaches. So sometimes he'd tell me something and then he'd tell Joaquin Phoenix something else, or, you know, or he'd just start talking to us about, you know, just a certain kind of, just this energy and this kind of manner of the way he was speaking. And all of a sudden we'd start kind of going into that flow as well. And so it was different every time. So at the end of the day, I myself didn't even know what would be on screen, just because we did try so many different approaches, which was really nice, you know, to have the time to discover and try different angles for a character.
When you saw the film, were you surprised at your performance, or did you think, yeah, I nailed it?
Well, I thought, I think as an actor, you know, you're always, you know, you want to challenge yourself, and you, especially, you know, I worked with Joaquin Phoenix, Academy Award winning actor, you know, he's pretty amazing too. But I felt really at ease, you know. I think when you're so confident in your work and comfortable in what you do and passionate, there is such ease, and it just felt like a family being there. So I felt like, you know, we tried so many different ways that you felt like, okay, I think I gave everything, you know, you're just hoping you did. But you feel really good about just, you know, your work. You know, he's very just positive and very giving. So, you know, I felt good. I didn't know what would come out, you know, what would be on screen, but it was a discovery and it was exciting.
did that sort of, the family atmosphere, was that the same feeling on Bloodsucking Bastards?
Oh my gosh, Bloodsucking Bastards, we had an amazing time. It was, a different tone because, you know, these guys, well, Brian Smith, I believe, wrote it. He's from Texas. He originally created the story. And then Dr. God, an improv group with Justin Ware and the director himself, Brian O'Connell, and Sean and David and, you know, everyone involved. There are five guys, and they're so funny. You know, doing improv, it's a gift in itself. I respect it wholeheartedly, and you can feel it. They, you know, they kind of went in there and played with the dialogue and, you know, kind of rewrote some of it themselves. And so you kind of just felt like this very natural give and take, and it was this very dry humor, but it felt very natural. And it was, when you read the script, you just started laughing. So I'm like, okay, this is going to be fun. I want in.
Did you have a lot of fun improvising?
I did, but, you know, you're with these guys and you can't help but you just have to say, you're like, if I can or I can't, I don't know, but I'm going to do this. And we had so much fun. Yeah, I mean, we definitely, those guys are pretty amazing. And the rest of the cast, obviously, as well. You know, Emma, Fran, Pedro, Joey, everyone was amazing.
Can you tell me a little bit about Zabeth?
Zabeth, oh, that's my character. And it's funny because they named me after one of the other actresses that is in the film, Elaine, and her real name is Zabeth, which is a friend of theirs. And so it's kind of confusing sometimes on set because there's the real Zabeth and then my character is Zabeth. So when it came to call time, sometimes there was a little confusion, but it was a lot of fun. Zabeth is very shy. You know, she has a crush on Bryan Cranston's character. She just wants to be loved and she appreciated, and she works so hard, and she's just very sweet. And Pedro Pascal comes into the scene, and, you know, things take a turn, and, you know, she gains a little confidence. She feels good about herself, and, you know, she comes into her own.
The film is screening at the Plaza Classic Film Festival this year, which is your second straight appearance. Last year was In the Blood.
Yeah, it was with Christopher Velasquez, you know, thankfully introduced me to Doug Pullen, and they've been just wonderful in supporting, you know, the, you know, obviously other filmmakers as well and talent from El Paso. And for me to be able to come back home and present and just kind of be, you know, with my community, it's really special. And just how much it's grown over the years, it's really amazing. And I think it's just going to continue to get bigger and bigger. So I don't know where they're going to fit everyone.
What was it? I had noticed that, you know, last year was In the Blood and this year's Bloodsucking Bastards. There's like a blood theme going on.
Is right.
Do you have any other kind of gory projects coming up? I saw Mickey and Lola, I believe, or Nikki and Lola.
Mickey and Lola is a film that is being developed, and it's more like a Thelma Louise fun action film. And so, you know, female leads. And so that's, you know, in the works. And then I'm also, producing has always been part of what I've done in the past. And it's something that I think I want to continue as an actor and as I grow and, you know, develop projects that are kind of, you know, I'm passionate about. And there's one called Chasing Ghosts that I think we're getting close to getting done with the script. A few polishes left, but it'll be a sequel to a film, a short film I did previously. And so that's in the works as well. But yeah, I have a few films coming up. I don't think they have blood in them, but or in the title at least. There's a few different projects that are, you know, in the works. I definitely, you know, want to continue to challenge and, you know, work hard and represent and, you know, come back to El Paso to, you know, show my work.
I had noticed on Twitter that you had recently celebrated your sister's baby shower. And
yes.
Family is a big part in your life. Does that keep you grounded in Hollywood?
Yeah, oh, of course. We're very close. I think I Skype with my parents every other day if we don't talk on the phone every day, pretty much. And my siblings as well. I have a sister who's having a little boy. We're excited, baby number two. And then I have two brothers as well. One's at USC and the other is in Minneapolis. He's a dentist, so he's just kind of getting his other degree, and hopefully he'll come back to LA so we can all be here together.
Do you think that Hollywood has preconceived notions of what they think defines a Latina actress, and how do you buck those trends?
It's really interesting because I think when I started out, I did a lot of short films. You know, I got my degree in physiological science from UCLA. I did research in the School of Medicine and, you know, physiological science, and, I didn't have this formal schooling. So for me, I was like, you know, I'm going to start doing shorts. That's, for me, that was the best practice, work with upcoming actors and directors and just, you know, the whole crew and just how it functions. And that's where I really got my start. And interestingly enough, even though I had always gone to school in the States, and I do speak Spanish, obviously, you know, from my background, that I started doing work mostly either things in Spanish or with an accent. So it was at first when, you know, I had my demo reel, a lot of people were like, casting directors, for example, didn't know. They're like, well, we don't know if she speaks English or does she just speak English with an accent? And I'm like, I speak English and I can speak Spanish or with an accent, whichever. And so that was a little bit of a hurdle, you know, because it's like you wanted to work, but then, you know, sometimes people kind of put you in a box. And then I did Without Men, which was with Eva Longoria and Kate El Castillo, and that was a comedy, and it was in English, and we all had accents, and it was fun. And that kind of actually transitioned me. And then when I got El Gringo, and that was a Joel Silver After Dark Films film, opposite Scott Adkins and Christian Slater, I purposefully, when I spoke to the producers, my character, Anna, I wanted to represent her because it took place in a border town. And so I wanted to represent her as she could speak Spanish with no accent and she could speak English with no accent, because I think that is a reality in our world. At first, the producers were like, I don't know. Is that believable? I'm like, I'm from El Paso, you know, Ciudad Juarez. I know so many people who are bilingual, bicultural, and that is the norm. You know, it's such a small detail maybe for a lot of people, but for me, it was a big deal in kind of showing these two faces, you know, or other facets of a Latino, Latina, you know, and especially, you know, on film. And so now I feel like I get more the opportunity. Obviously, I do more films and I work in different capacities with different, you know, directors and actors. It's not necessarily easy, but it's slowly changing, but we need more writers, more directors, more producers who are aware. That's where it starts.
And, you know, it's great that you're coming back to El Paso to share these experiences, and hopefully you'll inspire somebody here to go and write the next great script that will represent our culture.
I hope so. I hope so. I feel like, you know, every time I go down there, I've gone to the high school to visit. You know, I went to Loreto and Coronado. I remember going to the community college, El Paso Community College as well, for one of their festivals for the Hispanic Heritage Month. And I did see a lot of kids who, you know, wanted to do film or acting or weren't sure. And I'm like, just go try it. Go do it. You know, I didn't do it until like right after I got my degree, which I'm very pro education. Get your degree, whatever it is, you know, and whatever, you know, you're passionate about, just kind of, you know, hold it dear, and, you know, you can chase it and you can achieve it. And it's exciting. And I hope I inspire a little bit.
I think you most definitely do.
Thank you.
Once again, Yvette Yates' new film, Bloodsucking Bastards, is set to screen at this year's Plaza Classic Film Festival on Friday, August 7th at 7:30 p.m. You can connect with Yvette on Twitter at Yvette Yates. I'm Kyle Alvarado, filling in for Charles Horak. Thank you for joining me on this week's On Film.